The high-stakes struggle between President Trump and fired FBI Director James Comey is our top story again tonight. The president has answered Comey's Senate testimony with outright denials, new talk of possible tapes, and a pledge to tell his story under oath. William Brangham has the story.
No collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker.
The president publicly broke his silence about James Comey's testimony today in a Rose Garden news conference with Klaus Iohannis, the president of Romania.
We were very, very happy. And frankly, James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said. And some of the things that he said just weren't true.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
The fired FBI director yesterday testified several things, that he took detailed notes of his conversations with the president to protect against Mr. Trump lying about what was said. He said he leaked some of those notes last month, hoping to prompt the naming of a special counsel.
I needed to get that out into the public square.
He did tell President Trump several times that he was not specifically under investigation. And, Comey testified, the president pressured him to end the probe of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
He did say under oath that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could let
he could I didn't let go. Say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
The president also denied asking Comey for a pledge of loyalty, and he was asked directly if he has recordings of their conversations, as he's hinted before.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
When will you tell us about the recordings?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
Conservative news outlets and a number of Republicans backed Mr. Trump over Comey. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows.
I think that it was actually a day that vindicated the president when you have Director Comey three times saying that he was not under investigation.
Republican Senator Susan Collins, who's on the Intelligence Committee, said Comey was wrong to leak his notes, but she defended him as well.
I found him to be credible, candid, and thorough. Doesn't mean that every memory he has is exactly right or that there aren't different interpretations, but he testified under oath.
This led to another question for the president.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
would be glad to tell him exactly what I just told you, Jeff.
On the other side of the aisle, Democrats pounced on Comey's claims about the president. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
I think there's no question he abused power. Whether he obstructed justice remains for the facts to come forward, and that's what we want are the facts.
Meanwhile, leaders of the House Intelligence Committee asked Comey for his notes and memos. They also asked the White House for any memos or recordings of the meetings, if they exist. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.